This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Christmas reminds us that light always conquers darkness. Jesus is the light of the world.
As billions of people around the world are celebrating Christmas, New York City's Timothy Cardinal Dolan says his Christmas message is that Jesus came into the world as light.
What God is saying, of course, at this time of the year is, I know there's always darkness, but it's not going to have the last word. Light will.
President Trump is ripping the Federal Reserve again this Christmas after the stock market's latest dive yesterday, the Dow falling over 650 points, S&P 500 and NASDAQ both losing more than 2% of their value. The president says in a tweet, quote, "The only problem our economy has is the Fed." It raised interest rates again last week, the fourth rate hike this year. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
A partial federal government shutdown continues with no end to it in sight, with today marking the fourth day of the funding stalemate that's shuttered a quarter of the federal government.
The partial government shutdown continues. 800,000 federal workers impacted, about half that number considered essential employees like air traffic controllers and TSA agents who are on the job and will get paid retroactively.
That's USA Radio's Robin Walensky reporting. The death toll from Saturday's tsunami in Indonesia has exceeded 430. More than 150 people are still unaccounted for, and some Indonesian authorities are privately telling reporters there's not much of a chance of finding any more survivors. In a Christmas Eve Mass at the Vatican, Pope Francis urges Catholics in prosperous nations to lead a simpler life, reminding worshipers that Jesus was born in poverty. And this is USA Radio News.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Iraqis will soon celebrate Christmas as a national holiday. The Iraqi cabinet passing a law to mark Christmas Day an official holiday for the entire nation and not just Christians, citing the occasion of the birth of Jesus Christ. There are nearly 300,000 Christians in Iraq, although that's down from 1.4 million back in 2003. Flu season is now in full swing across America, and sometimes the flu and a cold can confuse folks. So here's USA Radio's Tim Berg with more.
The flu season runs now until May in most parts of the country, and the flu still kills over 30,000 people each year in the United States, although the disease does remain largely mysterious. I had a chance to catch up with Dr. Jeremy Brown. He's author of a new book titled Influenza, The 100-Year Hunt to Cure the Deadliest Disease in History, and I asked him, what is the difference between the flu and your common cold?
When you come down with the symptoms of achiness and chills, sometimes runny nose, extreme fatigue and a fever, it's very difficult in a clinical setting to tell somebody you certainly have the flu and you certainly don't have the flu, you have a different virus. So if it's not the flu, but you have, you know, a cold and you don't have a fever or you don't have those aches, then it's a different virus and probably probably not the flu.
Again, that report from USA Radio's Tim Berg. And for USA Radio News, Merry Christmas. I'm Chris Barnes.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
With a tail as
your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Set the little lamb to the shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy. Do you hear what I hear?
Do you hear what I hear?
A song, high above the tree.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you get to go to BillMartinezLive.com. All the information you're looking for is right there as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. And we're going to talk Christmas because it is that time of year, and we love this time of year. And the fact that, you know, we get to get warmed up to it. You know, this has been going on for about, you know, what, 5-6 weeks. I know for some of you, you know, you were saying to me, oh, Bill, you're talking 5 or 6 weeks. They've had Christmas decorations out at the retail stores since, you know, since Halloween. I know they try to get, they get into the spirit early. And I say, hey, why not? If you can go around thinking goodwill toward all men and peace on earth, the more weeks we can do that, I think something's about to, you know, we might be lucky enough to have some of that good sentiment rub off on more of us. With us right now to talk about Merry Christmas and the history of it all is the one and only Bill Fetter, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch, Inc., a publishing company dedicated to researching America's noble heritage. And when it comes to Christmas, it is a noble heritage, isn't it, Bill?
It is, and the book I wrote on the topic is called There Really Is a Santa Claus, The History of St. Nicholas and Christmas Holiday Traditions, and it answers a lot of questions, and one of them is why December 25th, and if you like, I can give that one.
Yeah, let's jump into it, because I know from time to time, you know, there's always this sidebar, you know, well, December 25 wasn't actually the birthday of Jesus Christ, it fell that way.
It's quite interesting how the traditional church calendar worked it out, and it's actually been confirmed by the Dead Sea Scrolls. What am I talking about? So Zacharias is John the Baptist's father, and the gospel tells us how he was in the temple. It was the course of Abijah, which means he's the family of Abijah. King David, First Chronicles, separates the sons of Aaron into 24 groups, and they serve twice a year. And the Abijah family served around the end of September. And this is when Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, takes place, the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. And if we read the Zechariah story, he's in the temple offering incense, and everyone is outside praying. And so it sounds like what would be the case with the Day of Atonement. Mm-hmm. Angel appears to him, says he's going to have a son, John the Baptist, and he goes home, and Elizabeth conceives. And then we switch over to the story of Mary and the angel appearing to her, telling her that the Holy Spirit will come upon her, she'll get pregnant, and your cousin Elizabeth is in her sixth month.
Right.
So she goes and visits. So with that, we know Zacharias, family of Abijah, serving end of September, usually around September 25th is the Day of Atonement. Mm-hmm. 6 months would be March 25th. So now we have a date for around when Mary gets pregnant, around March 25th. So March 25th is the traditional date for the Annunciation, when the angel appears to her and announces to her that she's going to be the mother of Jesus. And 9 months after March 25th is what? December 25th.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have the traditional church calendar. Now, this in 1958, Israeli scholar Sherman Hu Talman published research from the Dead Sea Scrolls, parchment number 321, so forth, and he reconstructed the sacerdotal rota, which is the rotation system of these priests. And he, sure enough, identified that Abijah would be, the family of Abijah would be serving end of September, and so that would have been lining up with the gospel story.
So basically, in this deducement, we're saying that 1225 is more right on than not.
Right, right. It has been confirmed by the Dead Sea Scroll discovery. So before it was like, okay, course of Abijah, but when's that?
Mm-hmm.
And now it's confirmed when that is, and it is end of September, the time of the Day of Atonement. And there's lots of other different parts of the Christmas story that fit in. I go through in the book, you know, the history of the Christmas tree and Hanukkah and then, of course, the story of St. Nicholas himself, and I'm happy to go through any of that.
Yeah, let's just, this book is so cool because it does take us through the history, and I think that our heritage that is entwined in Christmas, Bill, is so easily overlooked because we don't understand, you know, why mistletoe, why the Christmas tree, why the colors of Christmas. You know, recently there was this controversy over the candy cane. You know, a principal or a teacher at a school looked at the candy cane, maybe read your book and talked about the shape of the candy cane, that it forms a J. Some say a J, some say, the top of a shepherd's staff. She said, well, that's a problem. If it's J, that stands for Jesus. Man, we're outlawing candy canes because we have to keep, a separation of church and state, right?
Well, and the irony, and I wrote on this, is that Thomas Jefferson is the one who used the phrase separation of church and state.
Mm-hmm.
And in his Declaration of Independence, Thomas Jefferson acknowledged that he believed in a creator.
Mm-hmm.
And Thomas Jefferson himself was a Anglican. He never left the Anglican Church. Of course, it switched to Episcopal after we broke from England.
Mm-hmm.
And in his writings, he talks about how the highest form of ethics is that of Jesus, and he's extolling Jesus. So for them to try to interpret that Jefferson's phrase should somehow be used to push Christ out, is they don't know history, and it's been too long a time that they've been getting away with it. But one interesting thing, Eastern Europe celebrated January 6th as the holiest day.
Mm-hmm.
That's when the three wise men,
the Epiphany,
is called,
right?
Epiphany.
Mm-hmm.
And the Western Europeans celebrated December 25th as the holiest day. And they couldn't decide which day was holier. This is the beginning of the Eastern Orthodox and the Catholic West. They're the beginnings of the root of them going in a little bit different directions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they tried to patch it up in 567 AD at the Council of Tours. And at that council, they decided to make all 12 days between December 25th and January 6th the 12 days of Christmas.
Right, exactly.
So the 12 days is not 12 days leading up to Christmas. It's 12 days from December 25th to January 6th. They called them holy days.
Mm-hmm.
And over the centuries, the word holy day got pronounced holiday.
Exactly.
So when these secularists say, well, we can't call it Christmas, we just got to call it holidays. Happy holidays. Well, what are the holidays but holy days? What are the
exactly.
holy days? The 12 days of Christmas. I'm sorry, you can't get away from it.
Yeah.
And then our very dating system, right? 2018,
mm-hmm.
What? AD, Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord's reign. Our entire dating system for the entire world, for all events past and present, go back to the birth of Christ.
Exactly.
And I sort of get a kick out of it. There's a movement among archaeologists to say, well, let's call it Common Era and Before Common Era. It's like, okay, when does it switch from Common Era before to the birth of Jesus? You can't get away from it, so just accept it. It's B.C. A.D. And I love the quote from Clarence Mannion,
mm-hmm.
and he was FDR, and I'm sorry, he put Eisenhower, put him into the cabinet to try to give back to the state some of the powers usurped under FDR.
We got more from Bill Fetter. Got to go to a quick break. Stay with us, America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAM84M of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look in 5 and 10, listening once again, with candy canes and silver lanes aglow.
Bill Martinez live.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming in
inside painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way. He's filled his sleigh with things.
As promised, back with you, fresh and independent. Bill Martinez here. Our conversation with Bill Federer continues. Nationally known speaker, best-selling author, and president of Amerisearch. We're talking about his book. It's been out for a number of years here, and maybe some of you have your hand already on it, and so this is a little bit of a reminder, a review of there really is a Santa Claus, the history of St. Nicholas and Christmas holiday traditions. And I, Bill, you know, you've done such a service for us, especially people of faith, because our history is so rich. And even starting, you know, when you consider Christ and as you went through the timeline and everything, you know, like it or not, it points to Christ. And, you know, that in and of itself, thousands of years in the modern era that we're talking about, all things considered here in a general context, we still talk about Jesus. And on top of that, Bill, you know, I was sharing with somebody earlier here in these past few weeks, I stopped to realize, I go, Christmas like no other holiday. We celebrated for weeks. I mean, this one here is going to be, what, five, almost 6 weeks of celebration that the official, you know, Christmas season is in play for Catholics. We've got Advent happening. You know, we mentioned 12 days of Christmas. Some people are a little bit confused because they think 12 days of Christmas is the 12 days leading up. But traditionally, it's always the 12 days after Christmas, you know, being punctuated by the Epiphany on January the 6th. And also, there is a lot of meaning with the 12 days of Christmas and what the Catholics did in Europe with that song, that famous Christmas carol, the 12 days of Christmas, on the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me. And that was all code, right?
Yeah. Yes. The fascinating study of the meanings of it. So when you looked at England, you had lots of persecutions. First it was Catholic, then it became Protestant, then it went back to Catholic again, and then you had the Anglicans, and then they were persecuting the, you know, the Anglicans persecuting the Puritans. And so the story is that it was a Sunday school song, the 12 days of Christmas. And each item meant something different. And in the book, I put the actual meanings of the different ones were the partridge in the pear tree, the partridge. So there was a song in the 1600s, and it was called In Those 12 Days.
Right.
And it says, what is that? What is this one that we have but one God alone in heaven sits on the throne? What are they which are but two, the Old Testament, old and new? What are they but are but three, the three persons of the Trinity? What are they but are but four, the four Gospels written true? And so it goes through one for each day of the year. And so it's so close to the song, The 12 Days of Christmas, that anybody that reads it can see, you know, the two turtle doves, the Old and New Testament, three French hens, faith, hope, and love, four calling birds, the four Gospels, five golden rings, the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Bible, six geese of land, 6 days of creation. But I go through it all.
Yeah.
And
Go ahead. No.
I was just going to jump into the St. Nicholas story.
Mm-hmm.
Well, St. Nicholas is the most popular Greek saint. He was to Greeks what St. Patrick is to the Irish. And so he lived during Roman times. There were 10 major persecutions of Christians in the first three centuries. And Diocletian's was the last and the worst, and that's the time Nicholas lived. And so the area is Turkey. Back then it was Asia Minor. And the story is that Nicholas's parents died. It left him a lot of money. He's an only child. He's a Christian. A movement swept through Christianity called Pietism, beginning of the monasticism movement, where if you really become a Christian and you were sincere about it, you would give away all your money and join a monastery. So Nicholas decides to give away his money, but he wants to do it anonymously because he doesn't want to get the credit for it. He wants the credit to go to God. So he would sneak into the town at nighttime and throw money in the window of poor people. and supposedly some of it would land in a shoe or a stocking that's drying by the fireplace. And one of the famous stories was a merchant in the town, and you see this on Middle Ages stained glass windows in churches in Europe and Greek Orthodox, you know, icons and mosaics on their church walls, and there's Nicholas as a saint standing on his tippy toes, throwing a bag of money in the window, and inside the house you have a man and three daughters. So the story is this merchant man had gone bankrupt, and the creditors were going to come and take his house and lands and his daughters, sort of the trafficking and forced marriages and worse, and he didn't want that to happen. So the father thought if he could hurry up and marry the daughters off, the creditors couldn't take him. Unfortunately, he did not have money for a dowry, which was needed for a legally recognized wedding.
Exactly.
Because here's the problem. Late one night, throws some money in the window. The oldest daughter has a dowry, gets married, does it for the second. But he does it for the third. But dad's expecting it. Runs outside, catches Nicholas. And Nicholas makes him promise not to tell where the money came from because he wanted the credit to go to God. And so that was the origin of the tradition of secret gift giving on the anniversary of Nicholas's death, which was December 6, 343 A.D., stockings by the fireplace, midnight visits, and became so popular that he even became considered the quote-unquote patron saint of pawnbrokers. So outside a pawnbroker shop, they have three gold balls hanging, and they represent the three bags of money that Nicholas threw in the window, and they say, well, we help families out in their time of financial need. Mm-hmm. A little bit of a stretch, but nevertheless, they do claim that.
Well, honored old Saint Nick, and then how did that get enveloped into December the 25th and part of the Christmas tradition, Bill?
Well, skipping ahead, he dies, and he was a bishop, and the Greeks have lots of stories about him. He slapped Arius for starting the Arian heresy, and he helped, you know, calm the seas so the sailor ships could get back. They have lots of stories, but 988 A.D., this is like 5 centuries after he died, the Russian Emperor Vladimir converts to Eastern Orthodox Christianity, adopts Nicholas as the patron saint of Russia. So now most of the Russian Orthodox churches are named St. Nicholas, Russian Orthodox Church. But then the Muslims invade into what is today Turkey, and they're destroying libraries and churches and museums and artwork and graves, sort of like they still do today. Yeah. And so the Christians don't want the grave of their famous founding father, Greek Orthodox Saint Nicholas, to be destroyed. They move it over to Italy, a little town called Bari, B-A-R-I, on the coast. Mm-hmm. And the Pope dedicates the church. The Pope's name is Urban II. We know him because he's the one who called for the First Crusade to have these European kings send help to the Greeks that are being killed by this Islamic invasion. So in a backward sense, we wouldn't have had St. Nicholas traditions in the West had it not been for Islamic conquest in the East. But then it spreads through Europe. The gift-giving is so popular that St. Francis of Assisi, sort of in protest, comes up with a nativity scene, saying, look, we need to get back to the real reason for the season. Jesus, the Son of God, was born in a manger, Emmanuel, God with us.
Right.
And then there's the Germans and the English and the Dutch, but I don't know how I'm doing time-wise.
We got about 2 minutes left.
So the Dutch, they took the story, like the Catholics say St. Peter's at the gates of heaven. They do a story on the book of Revelation where Jesus will return at the end of the world to judge the living and the dead, riding a white horse. Saints will come back with him riding white horses. St. Nicholas is a saint after all, so he will be one of those riding a white horse, but he's so special, he gets to come back once a year for a little mini judgment, a little checkup on the kids, make sure they're on the right track. So he's
naughty and nice.
Right.
Exactly.
And the angels come from heaven, the celestial city that turns into the North Pole. In Norway, they didn't have horses. They got him riding a reindeer. The Lamb's Book of Life and Book of Works turns into the Book of the Naughty and the Nice. The angels turn into the elves. And so in Holland to this day, St. Nicholas comes dressed as a bishop, riding a white horse, and he has with him a little helper, Zwarte Piet. And they tell the naughty kids, Zwarte Piet will put you in a gunny sack, take you back to Spain, and sell you into Muslim slavery.
Oh, wow.
So often when you tell little Dutch kids that Santa Claus is coming, they start crying. Now, Santa Claus is the Dutch pronunciation of St. Nicholas.
Mm. Bill Fetter, as always, Merry Christmas. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Well, Merry Christmas to all and to all of you.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Christmas reminds us that light always conquers darkness. Jesus is the light of the world.
As billions of people around the world are celebrating Christmas, New York City's Timothy Cardinal Dolan says his Christmas message is that Jesus came into the world as light.
What God is saying, of course, at this time of the year is, I know there's always darkness, but it's not going to have the last word. Light will.
President Trump is ripping the Federal Reserve again this Christmas after the stock market's latest dive yesterday, the Dow falling over 650 points, S&P 500 and NASDAQ both losing more than 2% of their value. The president says in a tweet, quote, "The only problem our economy has is the Fed." It raised interest rates again last week, the fourth rate hike this year. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, enjoying the season and the reason for the season, may I say. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you. And to our next guest, Lou Euler, founder president of the National Tax Limitation Committee, one of the nation's leading grassroots taxpayer lobbies. Lou, Santa going to be very good to you this year? I mean, no coal, just only the good stuff, right?
Yeah, that's right. Well, as long as we have decent weather and that sort of thing, that's the present we really need, you know.
Yeah, well, that helps. You need a little bit of a break, no excitement. Let's just keep it steady here right now. And, you know, look back on 2018, a great year, you know, for our government, made a lot of headway, positive things, the tax cuts, of course, you know, job creation. This president has been all about job creation. I mean, to the point that he's created more jobs than people that we have here in this country for, which on the upside of that, Lou, as you know, people are upgrading their jobs. They're now getting paid more per hour than they were before because that's what the economy is all about. So, you know, a good note for all employees here, you want to make a New Year's resolution, and that is go out and be a better employee and see what happens to your bottom line, because the fact of the matter is businesses, they live and die based on their employees, and they're all looking for good employees. In fact, this was a, Lou, I don't know if you remember this or not, but this was a study done, I think, back in the 80s. The Orange County Register had published this, and I don't know why, but I just always remembered this because I thought it was just so brilliant. It said that if you showed up every day for work, you were in the top 25% of the U.S. labor force. Just showing up for work, okay?
My golly.
If you and this is a U.S. labor study, and it said if you showed up for work every day on time, you were in the top 10% of the U.S. labor force. So just showing up for work on time, you are in the top 10%. I mean, this is how, you know, crazy this environment is, you know, in terms of, you know, opportunity for you if you're a good employee. And now I'll take it a little bit further because there was a couple more steps too that you need to note. And we're talking about being a better employee for 2019 because we want you to make more money and to be at that higher end. So we know if you show up for work every day and you do it on time, you're in the top percent. I mean, you're up there in the top percent of the U.S. labor force. But now the next... Go ahead.
You put your finger on something that is so important that we're moving on here in California and across the nation, and that is that the single most important source of voter information for most people is their employer.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking about employees and small business employees, et cetera. So we are beginning to emphasize reaching through that employer to the employees and telling them, informing them what is good for them and their future through the good policies that help their employer and the business that he runs.
It's symbiotic. Exactly. It's maybe fresh because for a while we have been so focused on what's in it for me, and we've lost that sense of service. And the employees that we find are happiest are ones that go and serve their employers and feel good about, you know, producing something, you know, earning their way, as you say, as a result of manning their oar for their organizations. Bank of America, their new study says, look at small businesses, very bullish in this country. They're very excited. Forget about what the mainstream media is saying, because there's so much angst about Donald Trump. They're really confusing you because you know what's happening at work. People are a little bit more uptoned. They're excited about what's going on. Look at the amount of spending that's taking place this holiday season. Extremely positive. But here's your opportunity in this coming year is go out there and be an award-winning employee and make yourself a ton of money and serve your employer and your family all the better. Now, let me give you the other aspects of what makes for a great employee. I said, if you show up for work every day, show up for work every day on time, you're in the top 10%. If you show up for work every day on time and have an idea of what you're going to do, you're in the top 5%. Can you believe that, Lou? If you actually set out to do what it is that your boss hired you for, you're in the top 5%. If you showed up for work every day on time, had an idea of what you were going to do, and actually set out to do it, you're in the top 2%. It's amazing. Yeah. If you show up, now the final deal, this is again, according to the U.S. labor study, if you show up for work every day on time, have an idea what you can do, set out to do it, actually accomplish it, you know, Lou, you're in the top 1%.
I can imagine, but now we can take those folks, knowing that the employer is the most credible source of information on voting because that person's job and their future rely on the continuation of that business and its success and their employer's success. So now we have a whole new world of reach for political action and focus in America, across California, et cetera, to change the outcomes of these political times when the progressives are screaming and marching in the street.
Mm-hmm.
But to achieve the goal that you've just outlined, that is great employees and great results for those employees, we've got to put them to work to understand what their best interest is in the long term.
It's win-win for everybody, Lou. This is what this is all about. This isn't a political thing. It's not a Republican or a Democratic. Forget about this stuff. This is the United States of America. This has been the tradition. This has been the very lifeblood of our DNA. This is why America is so exceptional and why we are great and why we have so much confidence in being great once again is because of the natural resources. Our American citizens that are here. We just need, look at, Donald Trump showed us a lot by getting the government out of the way, getting the heavy boot of the government off our throat, which social, now we'll get political because it was the policies of the Nancy Pelosi's and the Chuck Schumer's and Harry Reid's and the Democratic Party, okay, which is really, I mean, if you think it was bad then, let me tell you, that's a preview, and as Al Jolson would say, you ain't seen nothing yet, ladies and gentlemen, because when they get in control, they're going to cause all kinds of havoc, you know, come January in the House. And if we dare, if this country dare, gives them the keys to the Oval Office and the Senate once again, heaven help us, because the America that we want to pass on to our kids is going to be something that we're going to look in the rearview mirror and say, boy, did we mess up. We have really abandoned constitutional principles, and we're handing over an American legacy that is greatly compromised because of what these radical politicians have done. I mean, we had 8 years of experience with this, Lou, under Barack Obama and the Democrats. And how did all that work for you?
Well, and you know, you've just laid down the case for the Bill Martinez Show and for every week on what's good for America, because we have to tell story. The national news is not going to do it.
No.
You and I have to talk about it, and the folks have to listen, and we can tell them exactly how we're going to make America great again.
Exactly. And again, this isn't about Lou Euler. This isn't about Bill Martinez. This is about you. This is the everyday listener to this radio show. This is for the everyday American citizen, Main Street America, that says, look it, we know something's wrong here. It smells, it stinks to high heaven, and that is because the government is out of control. They're out of the lane. They are operating outside of their realm of authority. The people who have the authority, go back to our Constitution. The three most important words you can pull out of that is we, the people. We, the people. We have the government that we allow to serve us. And the fact of the matter is that government has been misserving us, and we have to hold them accountable without exception, Lou.
Absolutely, and we have to get the truth out there, because the same lies and deception continues daily about what's happening with our economy, et cetera. Things are exploding in our favor, and we need to keep that truth flowing to the folks so they understand and can become part of the team.
Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the deep state, it is real, and they are not too happy. They've not been happy with a free America, and they've been doing everything they can to control us. But it's up to us to push back. Well, Lou, a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to the family. Thank you so much, as always. We so appreciate you being on the show every week with us.
Well, it's great to be with you, and you have a Merry, Merry Christmas yourself. Take care.
Gold Bond salutes all you fixers out there. Fixers of wobbly chairs, squeaky stairs, drippy faucets. Folks who can fix just about anything, except dry, cracked hands.
Whoa, that's bad. Man.
Say hello to Gold Bond Cracked Skin Cream. More than a lotion, it precisely fills, soothes, and protects rough, cracked fingers and knuckles. 91% said cracked skin felt smoother in one day.
Yep, feeling good.
Gold Bond Cracked Skin Cream. Find it in First Aid at CVS.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that helps with mental distraction and supports memory function like nothing I've ever experienced. Go to BillMartinezLive.com now. Check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the details to start to live, feel, and be young again.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that make
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Listening to Bill Martinez live. Your program, your calls, your opinions. You know, Bill Martinez live.
Sorry, didn't mean to step on the big voice here, but just the thought came to mind so rapidly it just was pouring out of me. I think that's what we need right now. We need a couple of really good angel sightings for 2018. Adam Holtz is with us, senior associate editor for Focus on the Family's PluggedIn.com, for Focus on the Family reviews. What do you think, Adam? A couple of real good angel sightings. Maybe, we might get this, forget about the country, maybe the world on track here.
Well, I guess if angel sightings is what it takes, that's what it takes, right, Bill?
Well, hey, at this point right now, I mean, we're on our knees. We're prostrate before a holy God and during a holy season where, as a deacon last weekend pointed out, in these days we live in two universes, one where Jesus has come, he is Emmanuel with us, and the second is Maranatha, is that Jesus will come again. And, you stop to consider, what that means and what that can do for us. I mean, all this politics, to get the wall, don't do the wall, Pelosi, all this other stuff. It's such a distraction when we have a more eternal, more important, significant eternal choices to make here right now.
Boy, that is exactly right. And, God is good and he's sovereign and he is on the throne. And this is the season that we celebrate the coming of his son as a baby. And it is a time for celebration. So I think the that's a good word for me this morning, Bill. I think we just need help keeping perspective on the big picture sometimes.
Well, that's why we have you here, is so that we can talk about this. This is the joy of having people of faith, you know, come together. You know, we talk about, you know, as little kids, you know, that little light of mine, how it should shine. But that light gets brighter when more of us come together. And, you know, at a time, you know, it's like I was talking to a guy at the club yesterday. I said, you know, here, you know, when you got people, you know, still diving for that last parking space at the mall and, you know, all the hecticness of the season and that. You know, the upside of all this is that, you know, this year we've had like 6 weeks of, you know, the Christmas season, Christmas music, colors, all that. Atheists are just going nuts because now they're seeing Jesus in candy canes, you know, and then it's going, hey, don't stop there. Let me tell you about the story of mistletoe, or let's talk about, Christmas trees and the 3 points of Christmas trees that represent the Trinity. Or, you know, let me really cause you brain damage. You were just screaming out the 12 days of Christmas. Do you know the 12 days of Christmas represent the embodiment of the gospel message? Ah! You know? So, the world of political correctness, they can't help themselves. And, oh, yeah, well, we did it to you because we Xmas. We took Christ out of Christmas. We're now Xmasing. Well, do you realize that X is the first letter of Christ in the Greek language, where this all originated from? Okay, so X not that bad. And as we were kids growing up, didn't we know X marking the spot?
Exactly. That's exactly right, Bill.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry. You got me going here, Adam. For some reason,
we digress a little bit.
Yeah, but hey, let's talk. You know, because of the season that it is, and I think it's so cool. There's a lot of Christmas movies that are out there that are very family friendly. That you know, you don't have to, you know, flinch every time because some foul language, foul word is flying out there. You know, it's, you know, this is a time of year where we can make some great family-friendly choices and bring those movies into our homes and make the most of the holiday. Why not?
Yeah. You know, amazingly right now at theaters, there are some movies worth going out to see. And, you know, you and I know from talking previously, there are a lot of weeks where there's not much that's even worth even a tepid recommendation, but we've got some good stuff in theaters right now, Bill.
Yeah, we got Mary Poppins being, and it's kind of amazing this year when you look at the best movies this year. They tell me that I think according to AP, most of them reboots, sequels, you know, that were the most successful movies this year.
Yeah, that's true. And you know, as much as we sometimes hear, oh, we want something original, it's the reboots and the sequels and the reloaded stuff that has the sort of built-in marketing advantage. So I guess it's no surprise that studios keep giving us more of that. And you mentioned Mary Poppins. The movie's actually Mary Poppins Returns. It's at the top of my list of family-friendly stuff right now that really is worth consideration. Obviously, it is a sequel to the beloved Disney classic that came out 54 years ago in 1964. And this one is, I think, of a piece with that. It's always hard to capture lightning in a bottle two times in a row, especially when you've got five pretty busy decades in between. But Emily Blunt stars as Mary Poppins this time around. And two of the children that we were introduced to in the first movie, Michael and Jane Banks, are older now. Michael has gotten married and had three children, and his wife has died, unfortunately. But it is Disney, so it's always risky to be a mother in a Disney movie, right?
Right, exactly. That and a baby deer.
And a baby deer. You don't want to be a baby deer.
Yeah.
And so Mary Poppins shows up. Their house is in foreclosure, and things look desperate. And Mary Poppins really helps them to see a number of things, but that there's always hope, that there is always a chance for things to be put right. And even in the midst of tragedy and hard things, what matters more even than the outcome we long for is that we have each other. And so this is a movie that really emphasizes family. It emphasizes relationship. It emphasizes holding on to an optimistic outlook together. Obviously, this isn't a Christian movie, but those are themes that I think those of us who embrace Jesus can relate to with even more passion, because we have a reason to know that the news is good and the outcome is good. Yeah. So it's a terrific movie.
Yeah, but when you talk about hope, though,
Hope comes from God. Hope comes from, you know, what is your hope based on? If it's based on anything less than God, well, then, you know, it's a little bit of, you know, as they say, we're rolling the dice on that one. But, you know, when you realize that God, even in his prophecy, he's batting, 1,000% right now. On two-thirds of that which he prophesied and said was going to happen. And he told us beginning, hey, I'm going to tell you this stuff. So not only that you have a heads up, but also that you realize that I am God. I mean, you tell me what other God. You tell me Muhammad. You tell me Buddha. You tell me somebody else. Who else has prophesied like God and said, hey, these things are going to happen? Who said, hey, look, you guys are a mess, but don't worry, I got you covered. I'm going to send my son to redeem you, and he is going to light the way to eternal life and bring you back into wholeness and holiness with a God who loves you, and all these frustrations of the world will vapor along with your tears. Who else has said that but our God?
And, I mean, but wait, there's more, right?
Oh, yes.
Not only is that true, he's a God who said, I will take up residence inside you, not because you have earned it, but because of what Jesus did on our behalf, and I will invite you to participate in my redemptive purposes.
Right.
You know, and so it's such a holistic thing, right?
Mm-hmm. And that's what gives us hope. And
so
this is the perfect transition. My point to this, and I know you were probably going to get to this, so I didn't mean to preempt you, but but the idea of hope, if it's anchored in God, he's not going to disappoint. And right?
And Scripture says that. Hope doesn't disappoint.
Exactly. Exactly. So so there it is. Hope and family, great values there with Mary Poppins coming back. And I always like to say Mary Poppins. Because it just reminds me of the movie, and it takes me back
exactly
a number
right.
of years.
Yep.
Okay. Spider-Man, huh? Also good?
Spider-Man is maybe the surprise of the year. Now, this is an animated movie. It's called Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. And unlike most Spider-Man stories, it doesn't really revolve around Peter Parker. He is a character in the movie. But it revolves around another guy who has a spider bite and has spider powers named Miles Morales. And Miles is trying to stop a bad guy named Kingpin, who has figured out a way to cause havoc not only in our world, but in a whole bunch of alternate universes, parallel dimensions. And so what Miles does is he recruits characters in each of these other dimensions, one of whom is a pig called Spider-Ham. There's Spider-Man Noir. And so there's this whole sort of battalion of Spider-Man-themed characters who team up to try to stop what the Kingpin is up to. And this is a PG movie. That probably the biggest issue here is there are a couple of deaths that take place off camera that parents need to be aware of that. But, man, that is the biggest content issue here. This is a terrific story. It really, really emphasizes the importance of taking risks in the best possible sense of that, of living into our calling, of realizing that we can make a difference, and working with friends and others with us along the way. In some ways, this is one of the bigger surprises of the year, Bill. And it's one of the best superhero movies of the year, and one that's a year that's been full of them.
Wow. Well, that's great. And, of course, a lot of R-rated movies, which is what you're going to get hit with. And I'm talking to the families here right now over, this Christmas weekend and holiday. So, hey, worst case, there's a lot of, traditional Christmas movies. Pull out the DVDs.
Yep.
Hey, fire up some popcorn. Have some great time together. Family, hope, and love. And enjoy the best of the season. Adam Holtz on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too, Bill.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com.
This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains.